Hello, this is Bani and welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Wednesday, August 20 and coming up in today's episode. Lok Sabha plunges into chaos as members of the opposition tore up copies of three contentious bills. Delhi CM attacked by a presumed animal lover. A 15-year-old boy was fatally stabbed outside an Ahmedabad school. And Russia backs India against Trump tariffs. The Lok Sabha plunged into chaos today as members of the opposition tore up copies of three contentious bills on the removal of the Prime Minister and Chief Ministers arrested on serious charges for 30 days, minutes after the legislations were tabled by the Union Minister Amit Shah. The opposition also trooped into the well of the lower house and resorted to sloganeering, even as Mr. Shah rejected criticisms that the bills were brought in haste. He assured the House that the bills would be sent to the Joint Committee of Parliament, where members of both houses, including the opposition, would get an opportunity to give their suggestions. Quote, "We cannot be so shameless that we continue to occupy constitutional positions while facing serious charges," unquote, the Union Minister said. Opposition MPs, including AIMIM's Asauddin Oweisi and Congress's Manish Tiwari, and K.C. Venugopal spoke against the introduction of the bills, alleging the proposed laws were against the Constitution and federalism. The Government of Union Territories, Amendment Bill 2005, the Constitution, 113th Amendment Bill 2025, and the Jammu and Kashmir Reorganization Amendment Bill 2025 seek the removal of the Prime Minister or Chief Minister of a state or union territory when arrested or detained on serious criminal charges for 30 days in a row. If any one of them is arrested and detained in custody for consecutive 30 days for offences that attract a jail term of at least 5 years, they will lose their job on the 31st day. Interestingly, former Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal and Tamil Nadu Minister V. Senthil Balaji had not resigned from their posts even after their arrests on different charges. A minister who for any period of 30 consecutive days during holding the office as such is arrested and detained in custody on allegation of committing an offence under any law for the time being in force, which is punishable with imprisonment for a term which may extend to 5 years or more, shall be removed from his office by the president on the advice of the Prime Minister to be tendered by the 31st day after being taken in such custody, unquote, one of the bills says. It adds, provided that if the advice of the Prime Minister for the removal of such a minister is not tendered to the President by the 31st day, he shall cease to be a minister with effect from the day following thereafter, unquote. The opposition described the bill as draconian and accused the ruling BJP of trying to convert the country into a police state. Earlier in the day, senior Congress leader Wayanad MP Priyanka Gandhi Vadra said, quote, "I see it as a completely draconian thing as it goes against everything. To call it an anti-corruption measure is to pull a wheel across the eyes of the people," unquote. She added, "Tomorrow you can put any kind of a case on a chief minister, have him arrested for 30 days without conviction, and he ceases to be a chief minister. It is absolutely unconstitutional, undemocratic, and very unfortunate," unquote. Hyderabad MP and AIMIM Chief Asauddin Oweisi alleged the BJP government wanted to turn the country into a police state. He said, and I quote, "This bill is unconstitutional. Who will arrest the Prime Minister? All in all, the BJP government wants to make our country a police state through all these bills. We will oppose them. The BJP is forgetting that the power is not eternal," unquote, he said. Trinamool Congress MP Abhishek Banerjee said the government is solely interested in amassing power, wealth and control without any accountability. He said on X, and I quote, "We strongly condemn this authoritarian attitude and oppose the introduction of this draconian constitutional amendment bill." A presumed animal lover's attack on Delhi CM Rekha Gupta this morning had erupted into a political row with the BJP claiming it to be a conspiracy. Delhi Minister and Ms. Gupta's cabinet colleague, Manjinder Singh Sirsa, alleged that her rivals cannot tolerate the Chief Minister's work on the ground, indicating that the attack was due to political reasons. "A probe is on to find out who is behind the attack," said the senior BJP leader. The opposition Aam Aadmi Party, which was dethroned by Ms. Gupta's party early this year, has condemned the attack on the chief minister. Aam Aadmi Party leaders and former chief ministers Arvind Kejriwal and Atishi have both said that violence holds no place in a democracy. Saurabh Bhardwaj pointed out that Mr. Kejriwal himself was attacked several times in the past. Quote, "Whenever someone attacked Arvind Kejriwalji, within no time the talented officers of Delhi police would plant news in the media on why the attacker was angry with Kejriwal. Now that the government and chief minister have changed, the talented police officers are in a dilemma," unquote, said Mr. Bhardwaj. Mr. Kejriwal, who has been subjected to similar attacks in the past, said he is confident that Delhi police will take appropriate action against the attacker. He said, "The attacker on Delhi's chief minister Rekha Gupta is highly condemnable. In a democratic system, differences of opinion and opposition are acceptable, but there can be no place for violence. I am confident the Delhi police will take appropriate action. I hope the chief minister is completely safe and healthy," unquote, said the former chief minister. Delhi Congress chief Devendra Yadav has also condemned the incident, but with a jibe at the administration. Quote, "The chief minister leads the entire Delhi. I feel that such incidents cannot be condemned enough. But they also expose the reality of women's safety. If the chief minister of Delhi is not safe, then how can a common man or a common woman would remain safe?" unquote, he asked. The CM has reportedly sustained injuries on her hands and her head, and the man who attacked her has been identified as Rajesh Sakria, originally from Rajkot in Gujarat. Delhi police reached out to his family, and his mother, Bhanu, has told the media that Rajesh is a dog lover and was upset over the Supreme Court's recent ruling to round up stray dogs in Delhi NCR and shift them to shelters. Some accounts also claim 41-year-old Sakria went to the public meeting to seek chief minister's help after his relative was arrested. An official response from Delhi police is awaited. According to eyewitnesses' accounts, Sakria approached the chief minister with some documents. During the conversation, he started yelling and then attacked her. Some eyewitnesses claimed that he was drunk, but this has not been confirmed at the time of recording. The chief minister's security caught the man as soon as he attacked the minister, and he is now being questioned as Delhi police investigate what prompted the attack. According to sources in the Delhi police, an inquiry will be conducted to find out what led to this big security breach. Delhi Police Commissioner S.B.K. Singh will monitor this probe. A massive protest erupted outside a private school in Ahmedabad after a shocking incident involving a class 10 student being fatally stabbed by a junior class 9 student right outside the school premises. In response, an angry mob ransacked the school and the police had to deploy a heavy force to maintain law and order, prompting mass outrage and vandalism of the private school in Kokra. The 15-year-old victim named Nayan was hospitalized in critical condition where he died soon after. Clashes were also reported between the protesters and the police. The 9th-grade student accused of stabbing has been taken into police custody. Police are proceeding with actions under juvenile laws. According to the police, this incident took place after school hours. The preliminary inquiry revealed that the two students had an argument a few days ago, which led to class 9 students stabbing the victim yesterday. Parents and Hindu groups filed complaints against the school principal and management, demanding accountability for the incident. In a CCTV footage, Nayan can be seen walking into the school with his hand on his stomach covering the wound. The student was taken to a private hospital in Maninagar, where he died of his injuries. In the meantime, the accused ran towards the backside of the school building. However, he was spotted by the security guard, who then informed the school administration and the police. The police have registered a case of attempt to murder and arrested the minor accused in the case. The cops have obtained the CCTV footage and recorded statements of other students present at the time of the incident. A large group gathered at the Seventh Day Adventist school this morning to protest the crime. The protest escalated quickly with the enraged parents and ABVP, which is Akhil Bharatiya Vidyarthi Parishad, workers reportedly vandalizing school property and assaulting the school staff. State Education Minister Praful Bhai Panseria expressed condolences to Nayan's family and urged protesting parents to maintain peace. Mr. Panseria assured that justice will be served and also floated the idea of conducting a study on rising crime among children. The minister blamed social media and games with criminal mindset for the same. In a reaffirming display of bilateral ties between the two nations, a senior Russian diplomat on Wednesday said that India is welcome to export its products to Russia if it faces trouble entering the US market. While addressing a press conference in the national capital, Russia Deputy Chief of Mission Roman Babushkin said the US's pressure on India over the latter's procurement of Russian crude oil was unjustified and unilateral. Quote, "If Indian goods are facing difficulties entering the US market, the Russian market is welcoming Indian exports. The sanctions are hitting those who are imposing them. It is a challenging situation for India, but we have trust in our ties. We are confident that India-Russia Energy Corporation will continue notwithstanding the external pressure." The Russian official's remark came a day after US White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said the President Donald Trump imposed tariffs on India to deter Russia from pursuing the Ukraine conflict. The additional duty of 25% is scheduled to come into effect on August 27. Mr. Babushkin's comments also come at a time External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar is on a three-day visit to Russia and is expected to visit Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. "If the West criticizes you, it means you are doing everything right," asserted the Russian official. Quote, "We don't expect that to happen. We know about the challenging circumstances for India. This is true strategic partnership we are enjoying. Whatever happens, even during challenges, we are committed to removing any problems," unquote, he said, referring to Prime Minister Narendra Modi's recent conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Mr. Babushkin said, "The recent phone call by President Putin to PM Modi ji, explaining and sharing the information about recent developments in Ukraine, means India matters a lot to Russia. We are capable of finding any solution for mutual satisfaction. The deepening of our partnership will help us grow together," unquote. He added, and I quote, "We have seen this problem of sanctions for many years now, but our trade is growing. In recent years, our trade has grown by 7 times. He noted the rising tensions between the US and India and said Washington would not behave like that if it considered New Delhi its friend. On August 6, Mr. Trump escalated his tariff offensive against India by slapping an additional 25% duty and subsequently doubling it to 50% on Indian goods over New Delhi's continuous imports of Russian oil. India condemned the unfair, unjustified, and unreasonable move that is likely to hit sectors such as textiles, marine and leather exports hard. Prime Minister Narendra Modi earlier said that New Delhi would not back down in the face of economic pressure. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and news bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do subscribe to us on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host, Bani, signing off.